Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is going to be a bit of a stretch, and this is going to require a little participation at home. But this is the way my very defective brain works over the weekend. There is a, it's rare that I race to the computer to jot something down so that, I will remember it for the show on Monday.
Please.
This may have happened Saturday morning. And I get sucked in by those, what are they called? Clickbaiting threads that say,
yes.
Oh, number six this? Will change your life.
Yeah. Number six will make
They're
you
for the
drop.
Slow and the elderly.
For example, historical, is it for the slow and the elderly?
Yes.
Not really. If they're well written, they really do suck you in. The problem is the speed of navigation once you get mired in whatever the thing is.
But it's,
well,
it's like,
never there.
It's never there.
Yeah.
It's
and
then, never
and
delivers.
The link is always USA.today, .today. And I'm like, that's probably not a website.
But also sometimes the one that they show, for example, has anyone seen the Susan Boyle looks incredible now that she's lost all the weight? And you go into the
thread. Well, you know, that's a lie.
But I'm curious.
Mike, so I don't click through the, Susan Boyle.
I went at Susan Boyle's the crazy looking lady that went on
she
American
might have been. She might have had issues, and
or the
she,
voice, or whatever. The one,
but
of those
she had a, the voice of an angel.
So, but the thing is, but you click in it and you see celebrities who have lost weight, and they go through like 10 celebrities, and there's no Susan Boyle.
Right
at the end of the at the end thing. However, the one that got me Saturday morning, I'm just sitting there going, nah, 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 recovering
man.
From my Cocoonville social hour, and I'm sitting there, and I click on. These historical photos will shock you. Something very simple like
I've seen that one.
And I go through it, and it was, fortunately, I've
clicked through it as well.
Yeah. I've gone through it, and it's usually the same thing. This one was a little different. And if we have access to a computer, can you guys look up Statue of Liberty under construction?
Yes. And only if you tilt your camera down towards your, you got a lot of headroom, a lot of headroom. There we go. Ah, yes. Thank
better.
You, sir.
Statue
Much
of Liberty under construction. See, I don't see that. When I monitor myself, let me do this. Hold on just a second.
You can watch a show on the web.
All right, so you want to look up, it's New York Daily News.
All right.
Statue of Liberty under construction photo. That's what it should be.
Okay.
And it should be an old lady and like a little man or a little boy standing next to the face of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, when the face came over by itself. I've seen this photo.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, when it's just the face.
Face.
Because I'm sitting there and I went, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's cool.
Oh my God. Do you have the picture?
Right now, yep. Pulling it up as we speak.
Okay.
And here we go. Boom, bam.
I can't see your picture, whether you're getting it or
not.
Well,
we have it, Mike.
Okay, so it's the lady with that's got her hands on the lips.
Yes.
Okay, that is the fix. That is the face. Take a look at the face closer. You're not going to realize this until you look at it. That is the face of our intern Mac. That is the face of intern Mac.
That is the face.
Can you imagine?
That is the face of our intern.
Can you imagine if bronze oxidized to the color orange?
Yeah,
it would be Mac.
If you took the facial hair off of our intern Mac and you put there he is. He's there right now.
There he is.
Now go Mac, go over towards the go on the right side of Oscar.
Go over to stand by Oscar. We'll give you instructions.
Yeah, hold on a second.
There you go. Now get right down near that.
Right next right next to it.
All right, now go right. Get down lower. Bend your knees, boy.
Yeah, like right next
bend your knees and look
take
up.
Off the
now,
hat.
Don't smile.
Yeah, right there.
Don't smile.
Yeah,
you're serious face. You said, don't smile.
Now
don't
take
smile.
A picture of him, Pony, please, for God's sakes.
Thank you, Rob.
It's totally him.
It is. Except
no, you can't smile, goddammit.
No, don't smile. Look sad.
Yeah,
look sad.
Think of alcoholism.
All right, there you go.
Oh, that was really mean.
Well, it will make him look sad, though.
Really sad.
Have to go right to the root.
Thanks,
you know what's
buddy.
Amazing? The only difference is that the statue looks slightly more lifelike.
These, oh, my God.
Mike, this isn't clickbait, though. These are actual pictures.
Yeah, well, no, this was part of a thread that I looked at, and that particular expression when Mac is when you're asking Mac, like, how he's feeling,
yeah,
he gets that expression on his face, I'm feeling fine. And that
intern enlightening the world.
That's hey, right. So
I wonder if he's related.
Give me your tired, your poor, your orange.
These are remarkable pictures, though.
Yeah. It could be related to now. The one that's the one that's the close up of the face was the one that really got me.
Yeah,
when you look at the
lady touching the lips,
distance,
with her son.
The lady touching the lips.
Or a short man,
Man with a cap.
That's
everyone wore hats then.
19, whatever. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there.
Beautiful.
So if we can get that up there, that would be fantastic.
Bonnie is putting it up as we speak.
And wouldn't it be great if
social media?
April will be here before you know it, and if we could have Mac out in front of a tax store with the pointed spires on his head, because you know they have people coming into tax places anyway, dressed
April
as a statue
will be here
of
Liberty. In the blink of an eye, it should be exciting. When are the midterm elections? Anyway,
Mike, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just came back from the beautiful state of Florida.
Oh yes,
and
gorgeous,
was visiting my sister, my brother-in-law.
Some good weather, pal. You got some good.
And I said, "How the hell does Mike O'Mara complain? He lives in God's country."
Yeah,
it is truly...
the weather was gorgeous. I felt like I was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, it's sort of a better place to go in the winter months than I would think in the summer months.
He's still pissy in the winter months.
Well, it's true.
But right? Well, I mean, I have a lot to be pissy about, you know? I mean, I
that's
I
the name of your book, isn't it?
Lots to be pissy about.
The stores look new.
By the way.
The houses look like they're out of a Monopoly board.
It's funny you brought that up because I think that might be my only real form of therapy will be taking pen to paper and actually writing something. It's not going to be a political book, but it'll be a book.
You should write what is it called? An op-ed.
I thought it was pronounced oped. Kidding. When you say that the houses look like they're off a Monopoly board, you mean they're all small and green and plastic?
No, they're all new and perfect.
Oh, shiny.
Yes.
Well, you know that. I mean, what they are is they're Florida houses. They look new and shiny and perfect, but they're not. They're built on slabs of concrete, and they're built with cinder blocks, and then they put goo on the outside of them, and that's it. So
you're talking to the wrong guy. I have a house built with brick from the 1800s, and it shouldn't have lasted.
You know what?
Should have been condemned.
You need more goo.
More goo.
Yeah, you need to bring the goo, baby.
You know when, Mike? You know when you have to change a light bulb in the ceiling? Usually, you just get on a chair and just change that light bulb.
How many disc jockeys does it take?
Yes. Well, it takes one. It takes one when you go to Orlando and they put you on a 20-foot ladder, and I'm like, hey guys, got a lot to live for. Do you mind if I do this?
You're in Orlando over the weekend, and you're coming from your Revolutionary War house down to a brand new house. How is the Familia's Digs down in
Orlando?
Oh my
God! I think the sticker price, because I looked, as I was shocked. Mind you, they're renting, Mike, because the market isn't for buying now.
Right. They're smart folks.
House they live in, and I'll put their business out there, is worth $2.3 million.
Oh, my.
And it is a resort.
In Orlando?
In Wintermere, Florida. Or Windermere.
Windermere.
Whatever.
It's Windermere.
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 Who cares?
Windermere. Have you seen that supermoon? It's up in Windermere.
So they are in Windermere, huh?
Yes.
Are they
nice? Two gates to get in that community.
I feel Tiger Woods neighborhood.
I don't know, Mike, but I've never seen houses this big in my life. Not even when I was in Los Angeles.
Was it incredible?
I was like, hey, when you guys leaving? I'll come work here for 2 weeks straight.
Oh my God!
From
that's
Florida,
incredible.
And I was actually thinking of inviting the team down if they ever leave the house for a week.
Right.
We can all go down and live off the Lando smoking pony. But I would just say that it would be, it's a compound.
A little Florida.
It's a
Florida
compound, shot. Mike. It's a compound.
How far are you by car?
That's a 2 hour and 45 minute drive for me.
Wow.
About 3 hours. About 3 hours.
They are 22 minutes from Disney World.
Maybe the connectivity is better up in Orlando than it is down here right now. They're all down here right now, and I can tell when I'm
22 minutes from Disney World. Went to Disney World on Saturday. The jungle, the safari side, or
the
whatever they have.
Cruise?
Whatever safari they have there, part of Disney World, it took us 22
Animal
minutes.
Animal Kingdom?
Yes, that's what it was, Mike.
Animal Kingdom.
I'm not familiar with that
theme
park.
And I'll tell you, the National Zoo could take a dump on the Animal Kingdom because I've seen zebra before and they're right across the street. But
okay,
I like hanging out with my family.
So you had a good time there.
I'm unclear on that.
I
should point out that this is Oscar's sister, Tatiana, right?
Yeah, they're both doctors. And, I made the wrong choice.
And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hi, how are you?
Oh, you sound great,
Mike. You sound and look great.
Do we sound horrible?
Fantastic. Nah, just a couple of times. But okay. So Tatiana is a doctor. She's married to a doctor.
Yes.
So if you're wondering why they live in this incredible home, they're both physicians. And
I would say when you're a pediatric intensivist, you deal with babies' hearts. You should be paid.
You probably get paid.
Yes.
You get some bank. And the fact is, though, they've gone from Beverly Hills to Orlando now, and so they're living in a palace.
I thought it was a downgrade. It's certainly an upgrade, fellas. I'll go back. You don't even have to leave the house to care about the community because you care about the house.
Are they happy there? Do they seem happy in Orlando?
The toughest problem they had, Mike, was how to figure out how to use the surround sound in every room that's not a Sonos system.
That is tough.
And I fixed it for them because I like to fix things. And now the readout works. So when I'm playing my Nicki Minaj, you can see it on the readout in every room.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had a wonderful time with them. And
their neighbor, Mike, has a Lamborghini Hurricane, a Ferrari SUV, which I've never seen in real life.
Ferrari SUV?
SUV.
Oh, my God. Wow.
They now have four garages. Four.
Well, let me know if you do the house sitting experience.
Mike, move to Florida.
Who's in Florida?
Move to Orlando.
No, not moving to Orlando. No, like it down
right next
here.
To Disney World.
Well, you see, here's the problem.
That's exactly what. There's my point. Exactly.
Here's the problem. This is very. He's painting in broad strokes. You can move to Windermere, which is near Orlando, and it's fabulous. Or
it's still Orlando.
Do what my father-in-law did when he was in on the Mortal Coil and move to Lakeland.
Yeah, Lakeland.
Also close to Disney.
Yeah, very close.
And
to
you
Disney.
Can move your house to any lot you want.
Yeah, the thing is, you can go 45 minutes outside of Orlando, and you're in Orange Grove country, and you're fine.
Yeah.
However, Orlando, need I remind you boys that when we did a show from Fort Myers Beach, you remember when we drove through Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
And now, I haven't driven through Orlando since that time. I have
we went through the shady part of Orlando.
I go around Orlando.
To go to that McDonald's.
Well, I had to go to the biggest McDonald's in the world.
The thing about it is I go around Orlando because Orlando is bat-ass. And I'm sure the traffic was bat-ass around
Walt for that.
In the suburbs, Mike. I was shocked.
Really?
The traffic we went through was rush hour or proper Orlando City traffic, right? But when you're in the suburbs, there's... The Sunway is what they call it, the Sun Pass. You get
is
on the Sun Pass.
Course? There a golf course where they
go? Oh, no. Doesn't golf.
Oh, he doesn't golf.
No.
So he's out there. So it's just a
It's just
a big
wealthy people
estate.
Being wealthy. They have to do nothing else except sit there.
Did you meet any of the wealthy
I did.
Minions inside of their neighborhood?
Yes, I met them. They brought them all over, and I had to wear a suit and a coat and shirt and nice dress pants.
Why'd you have to wear a suit?
Because they said they're having a cocktail party, and that's my sister said before I get down there to bring a suit. And I did.
Bring a suit, so it's kind of a formal affair, huh?
It was until they left, and then I could wrestle with my niece and nephew and make them sweaty and give them wedgies, you know?
So was the cocktail party at their house?
They got to get sweaty because they don't run. They don't run around.
I see.
They don't do anything except play video games, right? You got to make them run around.
Well, hold on. Where was the cocktail party? At their house?
At their house.
Okay. All right. And then they left. Where'd they go?
No.
Are
you confused
left.
Like I am, Rob?
Yeah, he's
confused.
Talking.
I'm really excited.
He's
really excited.
He's a little jet lagged, even though it was only
my
Orlando.
My thought is this: is that there was a cocktail party and they wanted to show him off, so they dressed him up, and then everyone left the cocktail party.
And then I played with my niece and nephew all weekend long. We played basketball. I showed Luca how to throw a football. He still can't throw a football.
Are you indicating that perhaps the busy schedules of your sister and brother-in-law do not necessitate a strong parental influence on those children?
Oh, no, no. They are some of the smartest kids I've ever met. As far as education goes, through the roof.
Well,
actually, they had to move Luca from the school he was in because he was coasting through it to a harder school.
He's got two doctors for parents, so he's got the brain.
And victims of abandoned parents, they can still turn out okay.
Yeah. victims of abandoned
parents. No, it's the kids. They have so much to do inside the house that they forgot that there's a basketball court right in back, right?
So you like to see them get outdoors.
Can I play basketball?
No, go stack the Krugerrands. How many bedrooms did they have in this?
I think it's seven.
Well, he stopped counting.
I couldn't figure out where I was half the time.
Did you have a nice big room with your own bathroom?
Oh, yeah. And steam shower. I sat there for like 2 hours. I bet you think that I was taking a nap. They said, "Is everything okay?" I said, "Yes."
They didn't think you were napping.
So when you go to these cocktail parties with these people that have what you pursue more than anybody
else. It's the haves, Mike.
The haves. You want to be the haves. And do you know you're just a sponge? Well, you love the performance.
I've got this.
You love being a carny. You love being a carny.
That's right.
I've got more broadcasting.
He's got a third of this. He doesn't need half of anything.
We're working on it.
We are.
We'll never let you know if it happens. But anyway, the thing is that you know,
I'll tell you.
You're around all these people. You're around all these people, and we're there. I find people of great wealth tend to be a little eccentric.
You know.
And you get a pretty decent a-hole quotient when there's always at least one.
I'm happy that you mentioned this, because in the past, when I would tell everyone I was a D-E-E-J-E-A-Y,
yeah, how do you spell it?
I'm sorry.
Luigi.
I worked for Mario. No, in the past, when I would tell them I was on the radio, they look at me a little weird and then say NPR. I said, no. Oh, not NPR.
Always there, say no, yes to that.
Bam, 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 bam. I was wondering if I could ask you where the shrimp cocktail is. And I realize Diane Rehm has had her health issues, so that impression is just
Mike. It's
just what I hear on the radio is what I impersonate. Okay.
And I'll say that now. I say I'm an entrepreneur. I just recently finished up my executive MBA.
What?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Just want to remind you,
Rob. I had no idea you'd done that.
Thanks, Rob. Soon as I say that, Mike, instant respect from these douchebags. Respect,
all right?
They said, so what are you a preneur? Like, what did you start? I said,
you said, pass the Jack and Coke.
I said, we started an online media company, and my guy actually lives in Fort Myers. He lives in Maine half the year. My other friend lives in Leesburg, Virginia.
So you use me creating the illusion that I have greater wealth than I have.
Yeah, of course. Oh,
nice.
Of course,
right.
Mike.
That's cool.
I can't say that.
Did you mention that he was bright enough to pull all of his money out of the market the day after the election, and then the market had its biggest week since 2011?
Wasn't part of the conversation, Mike.
Okay, just wondering.
Didn't want to bring that up. It's all good.
Crusted clown laugh.
I don't think you're the only one. I don't think you're the only one that did that. So
now, by the way, not getting back in yet. So just,
and then they tell me how they start their origin stories, Mike.
Okay.
And then they
is there a commonality in their origin stories?
Mostly immigrants.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Really?
Yes. I was shocked.
Okay. Well, I get it. Those are the people that voted for Trump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, Mr. Fianella, can you identify the substance in this jar marked Exhibit F?
Yeah, that's the stuff, all right. Your Honor, I've been working underground for Con Ed for 27 years. I never saw anything like this in my life.
Mm.
Whatever's down there, they must have put it there.
No, we didn't!
Wait. Shut up!
So you were just trying to help out a friend.
Who was frightened.
Who was scared of what was happening to her.
No,
and when you're scared, what?
There was no evil intended.
There was no evil intended, no malice.
No, I live here.
Because you live here, when you live in a place and you love it like you do, you don't want nothing bad to happen. What? Because it'll never happen again. It's an isolated incident. It's a one-shot deal.
Objection, Your Honor.
What?
He's leading the witness.
Sustain.
Give me a break. We're both lawyers.
Mr. Tully, you have any questions for this witness? Might have some bearing on this case.
Do I?
No, we've helped them out enough already.
No, Your Honor.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
So, up here, it's something where I'm just becoming aware of the fact that why am I not having as great a time as everybody else is? And
I suddenly, like a bolt of lightning, realized that, well, you're in an area where people are recreating, but you're not recreating. It's a school night.
And isn't it called Vacation Land USA up there?
Well, it's Vacation Land, and, you know, I'm up here, and I realized that, like my brother-in-law, he'll fly in for the weekend, and then he goes off to you know, put his nose to the grindstone all week long, and a lot of people do that, too. And, you know, you have your Mr. Moms that are up here, and those are the guys you see that are, you know, they're slaying the dragon with the kids. You know, it's a little role reversal. But by and large, you've got most people that are up here enjoying their summer. And, and I realized...
The kept men and kept women.
Yes. And I realized last night that, you know, I have to go to dinner with my sister and her friend and my mother-in-law and my wife because my sister's friend is up here on a little vacation. My sister is, you know, is not working. She's semi-retired, and so she's up here. And I'm with the friend, and I'm going out with them, and I'm like, why am I not, you know, lighthearted and located? Well, it's because it's Tuesday night, boys.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday night.
But to them, it's every night is Friday for them.
That's it.
Yep,
it doesn't
exactly.
matter. They do things on Monday up here. They do things on Tuesday. And then I sit down and I realize that, you know, it's not. I'm not so old school that I think that men are the only people that do the jobs. But I'm sitting down there at a little hen party.
Yep,
and that's when I decided. Well, I'll just find as much red wine as I can possibly drink.
And, how'd that work out?
Sick. Well, I like to think that I'm a pretty interesting dinner party guest. I like to say that I'm somebody who is fun to have at a table. I have never felt more incidental than I did last night. Just
really?
Sitting there. Yeah, and you know, and I really, to be honest with you, I think if I'd really made a fist and said, you know, I got a little work to do, and I'd really like to stay behind, you know, but then it would have been me being Mr. Mom, and I didn't want to do that because we already had a babysitter, and I'm not going to stay in the house while the babysitter's there. That's a little creepy.
Or
there's
maybe
no need for me to do that.
Wait
too.
A second.
If you need any help, darling,
don't glaze over this. You've got a new babysitter.
Well, yeah, you've got two new in the pipeline. One that was came to work last night, and then we've got another one that we're going to try out and see how that works.
Wow,
do that?
Are they white?
Come on, it's not the
Spanish?
World according to GARP. Okay, please. No, they're not Spanish.
I mean,
she's a very nice
college
girl.
Students.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't ask those questions.
Know, home for the summer.
Local girls.
Well, I
tanned.
Think,
go to the pool during the day.
They probably. This is a local young lady.
Oh,
who
nice.
Works for a buddy of mine and up here and
does she swim?
Well, you know, I'm the one that has to deal with this.
Lobster
I'm
woman.
The one that I'm the one that has
probably
to deal
not
with
a lobster
this.
Woman. Probably not a lumberjack.
It's not a lobster woman.
No. Does she look more like Timbertina or Timbertina's associates?
You mean the guys?
Timbertina's associates. It's not a guy, but it's a young girl and a young, very, very, very sweet, very kind.
Comes highly recommended.
Seem very smart,
would
too, which I like.
Would she play on the girls' field hockey team or the girls' volleyball team?
Okay, we're done with this line of questioning right now. We're not going to be answering any of these questions whatsoever.
Yes, let's get back to the ladies who lunch.
Here's the thing. I sat at this, and I'm very fond of my sister, and I'm very fond of my wife. And
ringing endorsements both.
And I'm very fond of their guests, my mother-in-law and the young lady that was visiting with my sister. But I will tell you, then once they got, first of all, they put my chair. We sat at a table for five, and they put me at the end of the table, which you know, I know it's very courteous, but to me, it's a fat joke. It's a fat joke.
Right? You didn't all like, see it that since you were the only man among them that you were seated at the head of the table?
You're
the celebrity
the table,
among them.
The table was mashed up against the wall, and you had four seats, and then they just stuck me out like you'd put the kid's high chair.
Oh,
that's the awkward
duck. Yeah.
The awkward kind of sitting out there in the middle of the room. You know, it's just like, you'll be more comfortable over here, Mr. Fat Bad.
Yeah.
There you go. Brother, can I have a blueberry muffin, please? So I'm sitting there, and that gives me the bad taste in my mouth. And then I am not lying. For the entire evening at dinner, I heard this. And I literally am not paying attention to anything they're saying.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that
when you start to lose some hearing, and we both have, the first frequency to go is that middle frequency, the frequency of a woman's voice. So it's easy to tune out.
I give you the subject headlines.
All right, go ahead.
Bullet points? There was food. I mean, I like food. I like talking about food. I can handle an Ina Garten discussion. Mm-hmm. I can do that. I can handle that. But just the way they were doing it, they were doing a lot of salads, and you know, at one point the subject of kale came up, and I'm 150 miles away. Then they started talking about jewelry, and I'm like, inside I'm trying to be polite, and you know, well, outside I'm trying to be polite, inside I'm going, what am I doing?
Yeah,
what am I doing here? And I don't know how to approach it with my beloved by saying, I'd kind of like to live a life like we live down in our other place, and just you
solitude.
Know, there are a lot of people.
Yes.
No, not total solitude, but on the week. No, Oscar, you're getting me in trouble with the field hockey, and now you're getting me in trouble with this.
No, it's fine. It's you want to live, you want to, you know, go back to the hermitage and just wait.
I
liked it when we were alone and nobody talked to us.
Yeah, when we stared at each other.
I am very, very pleased to be around family. I am truly pleased. It's just, look, I have nothing to complain about.
Yeah, but you can work a room.
My life is truly blessed.
Yes. You can work a room like no other person I know.
Yeah,
right?
And you know what? Right. It speaks to the power of this, I guess, a quadrumvirate, because it's not a triumvirate, but these four ladies, that you are one of the most dynamic, entertaining, engaging people to dine with that I've ever met.
Yeah, you could have brought quinoa up, and the women would have gone crazy.
I got so desperate, I tried to engage the waiter in a conversation. He wasn't having any. You know, he was busy as hell. So, you know, I got the flyby from Richard Simmons that, you know, I'm not going to have it. You know, so there's nothing going there. And I just felt I felt out of sorts. I felt, to be honest with you, you know, I'm not going to lay a guilt trip on you boys, but you didn't make the pilgrimage this year. So as far as I'm concerned, I wait for the weekends and I latch on to male companionship, because it's just, you know, when I have my cousin Ben up here, and he's leaving today, unfortunately. So he's rolling out, and I just felt a little like, you know, maybe I should be back in Washington D.C. slaying the dragon.
You feel emasculated.
I feel slightly
emasculated. All the guys leave, you know, to slay the dragon.
They're down there going, yeah, to slay the dragon.
Gotta go to work.
Yeah. You're like,
you know, my brother-in-law is like a, you know, kind of a power broker guy.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
You know, I mean, he's got that powerful job. Where are you going? Paul's flying to Scandinavia next week.
Emptiness we leave behind. Close all the shadows.
The best of O'Mara.
So, Oscar, I know you've watched all of them.
Yes.
I hit and run with it, but I'm usually fascinated. The man-childness of football players. Mm-hmm. And if you, nothing shows it better than Hard Knocks.
And it's 13th season. I was just looking that up.
Had that
spectacular
many?
Program.
Has it been a different team every year?
Yes.
Wow.
If you like sports, if you like football, I like them both. I like all sports. I love football. I love watching behind the scenes how they do this, and it's just fun. But no more has it been more apparent that these are little bitty boys. These are children than watching this year Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one. First of all, there's one thing that sets this one apart. They're doing the Cleveland Browns this year. Mm-hmm. And the Cleveland Browns have this offensive line coach who is about 2,000 pounds. He is super fat. He's got a walrus mustache. The guy is so
Bob
gross.
Bob Wiley.
He's got the kind of mustache when a fat guy has it.
Oh,
you know,
worse.
You want to talk about giving up? He has the mustache that goes 6 inches below his upper lip.
Oh.
So it just hangs down like it's this blah, blah. And when he's doing the reps for his offensive line, and he goes, and he lifts his entire stomach, lifts up, and the guy looks like he's going to drop dead any 5 minutes from now. So he's fun to watch.
And he drives a Maserati.
Yeah, he drives a Maserati.
Like, he's the character of... He's perfect for cable television.
He's absolutely perfect for cable. And they go to him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, Oscar, I don't know about you. Do you like the coaching staff? I love the coaching staff on the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah,
I love all the guys.
You've got the
year.
Offensive coordinator, Todd Haley, who's the one that yells all the time.
Oh,
looks like he's
going to
have another heart attack. Well, all of them yell. If I'm being accurate, all of them yell.
Sure,
but they have a certain pattern to how they're trying to get their their offense or defense in gear.
Mm. Right.
And then you have this head coach who's like pretty stoic at times,
right,
but he holds the hammer. He yields the power.
Oh, he loves to hit. Right? He loves to, and he doesn't care.
No.
He is just, I think they're going to have a good team. I think they're going to be successful. And that's a lot coming from the, 0-14
oh my God,
Cleveland yeah. Browns. You know.
Forever losers.
They're just perennial losers in the NFL. It's very frustrating for them. So it's great watching this. You watch the same old banter. They have the rookie show.
Right.
They have the guys that are hazing. You have the guys that are struggling to make a spot. It really brings home. If it brings home one thing, it is a hard knock life in the NFL because you see the superstars, you read about the superstars, you know they get the TV time, but most of these guys, a lot of them, are journeymen, and it is a tough road to hoe, and their jobs are on the line in some cases every single year.
Yeah.
In different camps, so it's tough. And, you know, even the guys that are making decent money, you know, you got a 3 to 4 year lifespan in the NFL. So this is a hard knock life. But what's hysterical is they're just big, dumb football players. And they treat them like children. But nothing hit it home for me than when I saw this week's episode and they show these like huge guys going into what's called the nap room. And it's a trailer where they have little beds set up, and the only thing missing was like the milk and graham crackers. They put little blankets on, and they take a nappy poo. And it was just these kids. It was hysterical.
I have to give you some background.
Okay. Because all right,
if you just watch that episode, then yes, it does look like a nap RV.
Right.
And technically it is, but the background.
Like a trailer.
It's a camper, but on campus. And what was interesting was that at the beginning of the season, and you were the five episodes, the second to last. So next episode, we'll find out who's cut, and then the season will start. But as a hazing ritual, most teams usually take the rookies out, and they have some obnoxious dinner and make the rookies pay for right. the actual meal. And I'm talking $30,000, $40,000, $80,000. I've heard different numbers in the past.
Right, right.
The Cleveland Browns apparently had Baker Mayfield, who was the number one pick and signed a big deal, multi-million dollars.
He's the quarterback, He's the quarterback. Okay. He's the cocky, punky little quarterback.
He's not the starter. He's not the starter. Tyrod Taylor.
He's not the starter, but he is the punk. Right? He's the punky QB in the purest. This kid came from what? Oklahoma? I think he came from
Alabama.
He came from
I'm not sure.
Alabama. He came from a huge program. He got to go back to Alabama.
Maybe it was Oklahoma.
And,
who knows?
And so this kid is cocky,
right?
But he's the backup. He's the backup QB.
So he had to in the first episode they break down how he had to buy this $30,000 RV for the quarterback, all the quarterbacks, even the third string guy. What it quickly turned into was a bit, which is great for television, where people would go in there and take naps. Now, what was funny is initially they
in a regular RV, like a mobile home?
Yeah, no one ever bought sheets. So they would just lay down for the first few weeks of camp, sweaty, tired, without sheets.
This is based on, correct me if I'm wrong, this is based on two-a-days, right?
Yeah.
Where they have a break in the middle of the day and none of them go home or anything. They just stay at the facility and they sleep. They catch
Just stay at the facility and then they sleep. That's exactly what it is. But what was interesting is that even when they're done with the trailer, you think the guy would keep it. I don't know if it was rented or they're going to give it away to charity.
Right.
But it's still $30,000.
Yeah.
Right.
That somebody that hadn't technically gotten a check yet had to go and buy. And Dominique Foxworth, who is on ESPN and a friend of the program, I've heard him tell stories on the Morning Roast, which is Sunday mornings on ESPN, broadcast out of Podcast Village. He has said that he had been to dinners where tens of thousands of dollars have been spent by the vets. Uh-huh. And they would all look at each other being like, okay, let's put our 10 credit cards together as rookies to pay for this because we haven't gotten our first game check.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And it's incredible how one of the things that Hard Knocks shows you is just how fickle it is. You know, every single play, it is a brutal existence.
Yeah,
it is a brutal existence because you just don't know when the time is going to be up. And if you're not a megastar and you follow, you get to know these guys. And what's great about it, and what's interesting is
they have this guy that they got from the Philadelphia Eagles stand up and give
that
the tendencies of the Eagles.
That
and
was
this
riveting.
Is a guy. It was riveting, and this guy gets busted yesterday and released by the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm sure that's going to be on the last hard knock. It would have to be on the last hard knock because this guy is busted in an insider trading scam. Mm-hmm.
And
the thing about it, but here's where art imitates life. Hard Knocks life in the NFL. A lot of the undercurrent of the story of Hard Knocks is this investing group of guys that are talking about money and how to make money because they are all very aware of
time
the shelf
value
life
of, money,
of an NFL.
How they're going to save their dollars.
How they're going to save it. And now one of these guys, who didn't strike me as one of the investing types, he gets busted for insider trading.
Wow.
And you know, did you wonder whether that's why the Philadelphia Eagles released him in the first place? Well, I wish I had his name. I'll get his name.
Please. So Mike, as he makes a great point. Before that story even broke, during the show,
right.
When a player leaves a team, and for a player to leave a Super Bowl, to win a Super Bowl, and then get cut, that happens, but that usually does not happen in this manner where you're on national television and you're telling your story.
Keep the group together.
Michael Kendricks.
So they had to have, before a game, they're playing the Eagles, the Browns are playing the Eagles, they ask him to get up and say, what is your counterintelligence on this team?
Right.
And he succinctly, like he was teaching a class, broke it down
like with three
key
and
components,
broke it down beautifully,
which helped them win the game.
That's awesome.
As it turns out, his sneakiness really benefited them in that preseason game. Cleveland Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks may have ruffled some feathers in Philadelphia this week when his latest comment on HBO's Hard Knocks, as Oscar said, perceived weaknesses in some of his former Eagles teammates. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
He used that to actually win the game.
Deal.
And so the Super Bowl champion has been charged by federal authorities with insider trading. U.S. Attorney William McSwain announced in Center City, Philadelphia on Wednesday. A few hours after learning of the charge, the Browns decided to cut ties with Kendricks, who had just signed with the team in June. Tied to illegal investments he made in 2014, they always get you, when he was still playing for the Eagles, the Chargers are likely to proceed a guilty plea by the linebacker, as the Philadelphia Inquirer's Jeremy Roebuck reported. So,
maybe they saw that episode, and they're like, "Well, that guy's definitely gonna he'll turn. He'll become a rat."
That's a conspiracy theory.
So then they're like, "If we get him, we can flip him because clearly it doesn't take anything to rat out your friends."
Exactly.
It's scary. Yeah. It's very very
people
scary.
People at the FBI say, "Do you have HBO? Because I saw something on TV last night."
But you know, Oscar watches this show every week. He's plugged into some NFL guys, even more so than I was. But even back in the day, I realized the reason I got along with these guys so well, whether it was Mark Rippon, Joe Theismann, John Riggins, is I was kind of a man boy, too. You're a young guy. All of a sudden, you're in the spotlight a little bit. You get a little money in your pocket, and you behave. And that's why you say they give these guys kind of a tutorial on how to behave, because there are so many scary paths they can travel down, and they're unscrupulous people that can glom onto these NFL.
Get all the money.
Yeah.
And it's not just people that's with your inner circle having their hands out. It's frankly people that have opportunities for you. Hey, if you do this just to use their name and notoriety or the team, we have some Eagles players that are involved in this investment. If you are an Eagles fan, that has some sort of weight to it.
Yeah.
You say, "Oh, I want. Yeah. Am I going to be able to meet them next time?" Like, there's so much. There's so many people that are out to get these young men who are in their early 20s.
Yeah, and people love football.
Yeah.
People love to be around a star. Mm-hmm.
That's why they have to be hyper-vigilant. And at times, you'll see, and even in the show, if you go back and watch it, there have been times where they just shoot themselves in the foot by smoking weed the second week of training camp
doing
and not telling everybody. Yes.
Yeah, and of course, I remember the greats back in the day, because I'm an old man, and I used to hang around with the guys that are all graybeards now. Like, the one time I said to Joe Theismann, I said, "Joe, how you doing?" I said, "Mike, if I could die and come back as me, I would." You're a cocky man. You're a cocky man. And in the great words of John Riggins, who I used to party with also, who said to me one time, "Mr. O'Meara, if you could just be finding a kind of Hall of Famer, because you're funny." And then he passed out. It was a good time.
When you talk man boy, I still remember the year after Mark Rippon was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They were doing a thing where they were squirting a hose out in front of WJFK at passing.
It was a real hot day, and we said, "Come by the studio, and we'll shoot a hose in your window." And people loved it, but nobody loved it as much as this man, boy.
Three times Mark Rippon drove by. MVP of the Super Bowl, laughing his head off.
Showing his teeth, grinning, loving it. Big, expensive SUV.
Yeah, he loved
just going,
it.
The Best of O'Mara.
Around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
From Kentucky to New England, the eastern half of the United States is digging out from a huge winter storm this morning. On Cape Cod in Massachusetts, blizzard conditions were reported, and in D.C., the storm disrupted government work schedules.
Oh, snow day! Snow day! Yeah. Snow day!
The culture of D.C. In Manassas, Good Samaritan Oscar Santana came to the rescue of Mike's neighbor Richard, who was down with a shoulder injury, and he cleared the sidewalks in front of his home. Way to go. You'll get your award at the end of the year.
Thank you.
Moving right along.
Going to heaven.
Classes at Purdue University were interrupted by the sounds of gunfire, fire alarms, and screams when a student entered a basement classroom and fatally shot a fellow senior engineering student, whom a former teacher described as phenomenal.
Mm.
Police said they hadn't determined why Cody Cousins, 23, shot Andrew Bolt, 21, a teaching assistant from West Bend, Wisconsin, inside the school's electrical engineering building about noon on Tuesday. Purdue Police Chief John Cox said witnesses believe the shooting was an intentional act, but said there was no immediate indication that Cousins and Bolt had past troubles together. No one else was injured, and Cousins is being held at the Tippecanoe County Jail. You don't hear that town very often.
No.
And that's on a preliminary charge of murder. At least five European countries' Olympic committees received letters in Russian today making a terrorist threat before the Sochi Games. But Olympic chiefs say they pose no danger. Now, I don't know who these Olympic chiefs are that they're mentioning that, oh, it's okay, no problem. No
I think
problem.
That, actually, the Olympic chiefs, Mike, they're a baseball team, and their mascot is Chief Wahoo.
Despite the assurances, the letters to committees in Italy, Hungary, Germany, Slovenia, and Slovakia.
Hey, we are so worried. This is so sad to get this letter.
I'm not going to even get on the plane if you can't reassure me. They caused alarm. They underlined nervousness over security at the $50 billion event on which Russian President Vladimir Putin's legacy it may depend on it. Suicide bombers killed at least 34 people in a southern city last month. Islamist militants have threatened to attack the Winter Games, and security forces are hunting a woman suspected of planning a suicide bombing and of being in Sochi already. That's the Black Widow story we
There's
had yesterday.
There's lots of footage of Putin that they're showing when they're showing these stories. He doesn't look like a lot of fun to hang out with.
Oh,
does he
doesn't look happy either.
Such a dick.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy where, you know, he reeks of secret rooms.
He does. He does.
You don't like idea of me having games in Sochi with my friends running construction project? Come see me in padded room down six floors below ground.
Would you ever
take care of you.
Oscar, would you ever shovel his walk?
No, no chance. And I always feel like Edward Snowden's like setting up his Mac, you know?
We're having trouble networking.
Maureen McDonnell, former First Lady of Virginia, was indicted by a federal grand jury Tuesday. The charges are related to a Mrs. McDonnell receiving illegal gifts from a wealthy supporter of former Governor Bob McDonnell during his time in the governor's mansion. The McDonnells allegedly took money and gifts from Johnny Williams.
Hey, what's your name?
So, Johnny Williams. Sounds like a pop star from the 60s. And now here's the These Boots Are Made for Walking by Johnny Williams. At the time, Johnny Williams was the CEO of Star Scientific. That's a dietary supplement maker. Have you ever heard of them, Oscar?
No, just been the story alone.
You know what? Right. I think if Johnny Williams was a pop singer, he would have to have a backup band. It would be Johnny Williams and the Bill Collectors.
his angle was, the Star Scientific, their angle was basically to get government contracts.
That's the way they did it, and influence peddling, they're in a lot of trouble. The gifts allegedly received include shopping sprees for Maureen, expensive vacations, catering, and cash loans for business ventures. And, the governor's in a world of hurt over this, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. Comedian Ellen DeGeneres' daytime talk show will be the first daily American show of its kind in China.
Oh, hey! Here we go.
Its U.S. and Chinese distributors said that on Tuesday, episodes of Emmy-winning The Ellen DeGeneres Show are now available on Chinese online video services, Sohu Video. Sohu Video. There it is. 48 hours after its U.S. broadcast. That's when they show it online. But now it's going to be on regular TV. Sohu.com Inc. and Time Warner Inc. own Warner Brothers Domestic Television, and they are the ones that made the announcement. Ni hao, ni hao, ni hao, y'all. That's what Ellen DeGeneres greeted viewers in Mandarin on her show Tuesday in announcing the deal. DeGeneres said, quote, "It's basically the same show, but it will have subtitles and be entitled The Happy Lady Dance Hour." She's still funny.
When you were in China, always funny. When you were in China, Oscar, was there any even like old American TV that you'd find on television?
Not at all. And in the hotels, the only cable channels you would have would be news channels.
Okay, so but now they can watch Erin.
No, no, nothing, nothing like that. Or Friends.
Do you think? And here's a name. Here's a word that we used yesterday on the show. But do you think that perhaps the Ellen show is being accepted over in China because of its inoffensive nature and its vanilla quality?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's no controversy in
no.
Ellen. I mean,
no, giving away TVs and camcorders. Who wants it? Doesn't want that.
Of all the daytime shows, it's also the most visually exciting. I mean, because there is the dancing, and they do shtick with like game show stuff, and that would transcend more than dialogue would.
I am actually ashamed that I signed up for those sweepstakes. She sucked me in.
Yeah, she did.
I love the Happy Lady Dance Hour.
That's a good show.
That's just funny. Toilet papering someone's house is about as harmless a prank as you can do, arguably even more harmless than the classic flaming bag of dog poop. That is, unless TPing a house goes wrong. Uh-oh. And in this case, very, very, very wrong. I saw this on the news last night. I had to share it with you again today. On Sunday night, someone TP'd the Croswell family's house in Dora, Alabama. That's about a half an hour northwest of Birmingham. On Monday, Cheryl Croswell and her son cleaned up the toilet paper on their yard and the magnolia tree out front.
Oh, you're making that up.
Well, now, son, get out there, you see, and get that toilet paper. They were having trouble getting the toilet paper off the magnolia tree, so they thought it might be easier to set the toilet paper on fire.
Oh.
Well, of course, Mike. It just makes sense.
God.
Jesus. You know, I thought, this is how empathetic I am with this story.
Right.
I heard this story, and I started to say, you know, why at this time of year are they getting toilet paper? You know, are they picking on the kid? Could there be bullying involved?
Right.
And then, unfortunately, my comedy gene kicked in. I couldn't stop just snickering a little bit because the toilet paper that they set on fire in the magnolia tree,
yes,
it started spreading around the yard, and it hit the propane tank on their grill,
oh,
which also caught on fire. And then set their house on fire.
No.
But other than that,
fortunately, everyone made it out of the house safely, and they have insurance, but the entire place burned to the ground.
To the ground.
To the ground, and there's no word on who TP'd their house. So
wow.
They got that going for them, which is nice.
Now, have you ever been TP'd, or have you ever TP'd a house?
No, I was my most popular guy in school.
Of course.
Well, I TP'd houses.
Did you?
And now a little something-something, boys. On Monday night, the police in Freeland, Pennsylvania posted a photo of 35-year-old Anthony Leskowich on the department's Facebook page. He was wanted for aggravated assault, and they asked the public to help find him. The public didn't need to help, though. Anthony did all the work for them. Just minutes after the police made their post, Anthony shared it on his Facebook page.
Hey.
And he made his wanted photo his profile picture.
Wow.
What
the
a
cops
douche.
Knew that meant he was on Facebook and knew that meant he was an idiot, so they decided to catfish him. They used a fake account and pretended to be an attractive woman who wanted to meet him. After exchanging a few messages back and forth, the woman told Anthony she wanted to meet up for a cigarette.
Yeah, boy.
He told her where he was, and the police headed over to arrest him. This entire process, from the department's first post to Anthony's arrest, are you ready?
Yes.
45 minutes.
Oh,
wow. It's the modern age.
Yeah. Anthony goes by several aliases. You might know them. Anthony posts as Trip Affleck, Alethea Sanders, Tab Patterson, and Adam Sternberg.
The Best of O'Mara.
What a full weekend. Hopefully yours was wonderful.
I know
mine was child-centric.
Yes.
Oscar, we were discussing last evening that how do I exploit my kid? How do I...
you and your wife? We weren't discussing, not you and I.
You know, I could I could put a bottle rocket in my ass and dance around with a tutu and light it on fire, and I'd get maybe 1,000 views. My little guy coming up on 10,000 views because he went to skating practice.
He's viral. Your boy is viral.
Well, what counts? How many? Viral is like 100,000.
I think a million's viral these days.
2 million, maybe.
Yes, yeah.
So, but no, he's not viral. No, he's, but I mean, if, within
oh, it's
our,
just the he's O'Mara. Then
it's double the amount of friends I have. So, I mean, a lot of people looked at
it. It's nothing to sneeze at. I watched it as well. I think it was one of the cutest things I have seen.
It was cute.
And so I said, that little guy's skating. For some reason, every time you talked about him skating, I always pictured him being held up by two teachers as they're walking down. But
right.
He was skating on his own.
And I loved your detail. He's like, green helmet.
Green helmet.
The little boy in the
three-year-old
green helmet.
Green
I love
helmet.
It.
Yeah, because he was the littlest guy out there. Here's the thing, though. Violated the prime directive. All right. As soon as that video was over, I got off the hockey bench and I walked around the length of the whole rink. I went back to the indoor section on the other side of the glass where it's a little toastier. And I was, of course, looking at the reactions.
Sure.
You know how that is, right, Rob?
Oh, I live on it. Are you kidding? It's the lifeblood.
So I'm kidding. So anyway, I'm looking at it and I look up. It seemed like a fraction of a second, and I look up, and there's 3-year-old in the green helmet on his mother's lap on the other side of the rink, and I'm like, oh, dear, and I walk over, and she said, he's crying, and I looked, and his eyes were red. And then you suddenly realize, well, half an hour for a 3-year-old is something. 45 minutes is great, which is roughly what he made, but he wasn't going to last the hour.
No,
out there.
Mike,
he's
half an hour for an adult is a long time.
Yeah.
That was it.
On the ice.
That's almost for him. It's almost like dog years. That's like 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
There.
He's not going to be
like those
that,
little
that
feet moving at that
anymore.
Pace.
Yeah.
I don't remember. The last time I was on a rink was probably in high school. That wasn't for work, right?
Right.
Like, it was in high school, and I remember...
Because all disc jockeys, Mike, are required to ice skate.
Well, no. When we would work with the Caps, they would have you go on to the ice.
Okay,
or
right.
When we did that charity event, Charity Hockey Classic, we'd have to go on to the ice,
right?
Right. So,
right.
Actually skate, it's been years, and when I was younger, I was bushed after getting off the ice. The
thing about it is this is one of those examples where, add this to the very first in a series of body failings on my part where I should be the one that's out there because he would not be in a class learning to skate if his father was functional because his father would take him out there and his father would spend the half an hour, 45 minutes additionally. I'd still have him in the class with
There'd
the teacher
because
they've got
tears,
techniques
though.
That they do it. But,
for both sides.
Yeah,
both sides.
More tears.
Yes.
More tears.
I don't know if
as a matter of fact,
to be a teacher, Mike.
There'd be enough tears that they need to run the Zamboni.
Yeah. Because
that ice is wet. So we're going to need to resurface this ice. The O'Mara's practice.
Skate.
So that was Saturday morning. It was an all kid, all weekend, I think. And then Sunday, we're coming up on a break. I'm not going to start Sunday yet.
He's okay. A celebrity, Mike. Your son's a bona fide celebrity.
I was Rob Spiewak on Sunday.
Hey!
Oh.
Must have felt great.
I know what that means.
I went to a theme park.
Hey! That's awesome!
Oh, I love it.
I bet you had a great time.
I love it.
Mike, the word amusement is in the very name.
I have a new nickname for Rob.
What?
W.T. Spiewak.
W.T.?
W.T. Spiewak.
Wonder what that could be. I'm sure it's flattering.
We'll come back. I'll tell you all about it on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll let you know what the theme park was, and I'll give you Rob's nickname.
Good.
W.T., let's go to break.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I took a pain pill before this week's show. Why, you may ask? Well, I was attacked by a dog. That's right, I cheated death. All that and more on this week's episode of Cake and Cookies.
That dog's a jerk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara. I have a question for you. Is Katie a bit of a, I mean, I know she's had the jaw issue and stuff like that. Is she a bit of a hypochondriac?
No, she's just extraordinarily unlucky.
She has a malady.
She's klutzy.
Every week.
Yeah, and we discussed that on this week's episode. But this was a good one. This was a 10-stitch.
Did she do
10-stitch problem.
Is her Popeye as good as people are talking about?
It's all right. I think they feel sorry for her because she's on pain medication.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everybody knows that Amazon.com is the first place you go when you need something. Amazon has totally changed the way we shop. Things are different now, and you can make a difference, too. You won't even realize you're doing it. It's that easy. The next time you go to Amazon, please, please, please access it through our Amazon portal and make a difference. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. That one step makes all the difference for us here at the show. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It is that easy to make a huge difference. Why aren't you doing it? Do it!
Do
it! Do it! Get on it, and thank you in advance. Yes, WT SPWAC stands for White Trash SPWAC.
Now, how dare you? Because you didn't go to any of the theme parks that I frequent.
Yes, I did.
Did you go to one in Tampa?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've never been to that one, so I can't comment to it.
Tampa.
You go to the one in Williamsburg. I go to the one in Tampa.
Well, the one in Tampa is luxurious and glorious compared to the one in Williamsburg.
No, the one in Williamsburg is the old country. It's the old country.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken.
I've been to both. I've been to both. Years ago, I went to the one in Williamsburg. It is, yeah, the one in Tampa is kind of surrounding a bit of a nature preserve. So there are it is a full-fledged zoo. Where
and
they
so
have,
where did
they
you
have
go?
Apes, and they have bush gardens.
I'm thinking full bush.
Yeah, it's a good, good park.
Yes, there it was. And we planned on it. You get a Florida resident benefit for some of this stuff, and the little guy got a free pass, and so we bopped on up to
How far are you
Tampa.
From Tampa?
2 hours.
That's not bad. It's like driving to Williamsburg from here.
Glorious day. Beautiful day to go up there and get up to the park and, reward him for his 10,000 views as I continue to exploit my son.
Do they have, Mike?
Attaboy.
Do they have a safari there, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like a jungle theme, right?
We went on a train through a
preserve?
A grass field where they had giraffes and, they had antelope.
Was it a sad type of... Because I've been through these.
Well, I find any animals in an enclosure to be safe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look
As a matter of fact,
happy.
There was one tiny little enclosure, and not tiny, but I mean about the size of this studio, which had a bald eagle in it. And it looked like it might have been hurt. That's why it was there. Or it was, I was looking, I said, and I was standing next to this guy with some sort of truck on his T-shirt. And I said out loud, I said, you don't belong in here, pal. And the guy went, well, he does now.
Oh,
I didn't understand. I didn't understand the joke, and I didn't understand. But I wanted to stab the guy. I wanted to stab him. I don't like animals in enclosures, but in many cases, I think they take tremendous care of these animals. And
it could have been a rescue, Mike. It could have been a rescued bald eagle.
The great apes seem to be very well taken care of. In fact, one of the great apes, one of the gorillas, was celebrating its birthday, and they actually had birthday packages on the other side.
Hey, look at Pony's awake now. That's good.
Carla looks at me at one point and said, is this the place where the kid fell over the wall? I said, yeah, Carla, because every place where they have gorillas is where the kid fell over the wall.
How old was the gorilla? Did they mention that?
Yeah, but I wasn't listening. I was wrangling.
Does Harambe live here?
not anymore.
But it was theme parky, and I knocked out 4 miles. So
cool.
That's pretty good on my
any
bad
rides?
Leg. No, he didn't want to go on any rides.
Too
he
little, probably.
Well, they had to have a kids area.
There was a kids area. He had
Peanuts Land.
He's still feeling a little under the weather, and he really didn't want to do that, but he liked the animals. He loved the penguins. They had a penguin display. So you could actually walk up to the
penguins
above the water and below the water, and penguins kind of rocked. And the animals were fine, and we walked, and then we walked
the kids area, is it Sesame Street themed? I think that's their...
Yes.
That's their alliance
they
have.
I think that was one of them. They had a lot of stuff.
Fraggle Rock.
Lots of stores.
Oh, lots of stores.
Food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you
lots of Dippin' Dots
as
lots
a
of that crap.
DC resident at one point, yes. Right, Mike? You lived in the area, DMV.
Right.
I felt like the safari that I went on in like Disney World, whatever that adventure island is. I went for a weekend with my sister and brother-in-law.
Oh, the third.
You went to
separate park.
Yeah.
So you went to like the big. Yeah, they have a big facility.
Yeah, but I felt like. I've been spoiled with the National Zoo all these years that what they were showing me there was like, ugh, okay, this has a nicer, you've clearly manicured this land to look like Africa, right?
Right.
Yeah, but when you see this, if you have any desire to look at these animals, you have a desire to go to Africa and actually see them in their natural habitat.
Yes.
That's what you want to see. It just, it makes me feel
a little sad.
So you didn't go to the booth and rent a gun?
No. I would rather.
I think that might only be the Williamsburg location that you're allowed to do that.
That's all the Busch Gardens.
It is all the Busch Gardens.
Wednesdays only, Rob.
Oh, you didn't go on a Wednesday. But, did you go to the beer courtesy suite?
I did not. You know, I'm on the meds that I'm taking, so I'm not partaking. But let me tell you, as far as booze in a theme park, they had vodka.
Yes. Yeah. Lemonade. Ooh. Vodka.
They do it right. Vodka. Like three olives, a whole rack of it.
Yeah.
And lots
they
of
know
beers.
Parents are in pain.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and they
need
to numb that pain. Mike, I'll say this. I would rather pay $0, go to a national zoo if I'm a resident of the D.C. area or any solid zoo like the San Diego Zoo, than pay $100 and say, oh, they've got a little more land here. I'm conflicted with my morals as far as should I be happy to see these animals here?
But as
least,
a rule,
at least in a zoo, I'm like, oh, there's a panda.
But you
it's
see,
rolling down a hill.
It's a sidelight. Right? It's a sidelight in a theme park. It's almost like a sideshow. They're
it
not people aren't going to see the animals. The animals are there as an added benefit.
Oh.
So, I mean, and it's good that you got to see the birthday gorilla.
Saw the birthday gorilla. Saw. Didn't see the lions. We didn't get to the lions.
So oh yeah.
Also, when the animals don't cooperate, and maybe I had a bad experience.
Well,
at
they're
Disney.
All far away. What they are is, to be honest with you, these enclosures are relatively decent size. I mean, not when you compare the square mileage that they would enjoy in their natural habitats, but they want to be usually, you know, they want to be as far away from the human beings as they can.
Right.
You got a bunch of people on a toy train going. Doot, doot, you know, through the countryside, you get these stinky, you know, fart machines that are driving through the, I didn't find it crushingly depressing because it's simply the weather was so spectacular that it was something I enjoyed. And it was one of those days where you kind of said to yourself, hey, look where we live. This is very cool. We can do this. We can get up on a Sunday morning and we can go up there. But I find I had said to my wife when we were walking in, I said 2.5 hours max.
Okay.
You know, he's not feeling that well. We were in that park for nigh on 4 hours.
Hey, good for you.
Do you bring the stroller?
But I don't want your accolades.
That's a step in the right direction, though. You're getting
how can you
that is great theme park value that you got.
I guess
I think he's in the majority.
I've asked him how he can do like 8 or 9 hours, and now I kind of got it.
It blows by.
And, yeah, it does.
It's not like
relevant.
He. Okay, look, let's,
Mike.
Let's
it is
be
a
fair.
Park that amuses you.
There are certain people that are built, and I'm not talking about physical. This isn't a fat joke. This is nothing.
Because he
do
doesn't do fat
that.
Jokes,
mm-mm. Right?
But certain people are built for the full day experience. They will get to a Disney or they will get to a King's Dominion or Busch Gardens at 8 a.m.
Six flags.
And then they'll leave at 10 p.m. because they want to see the
fireworks.
I want
to thank Carla, by the way, with the guy on the Rascal scooter that obviously did not have the use of his legs.
Yeah.
And they were all oiled up, you know, for the sun so he didn't get burned. And he goes rascaling by me. And Carla turns to me, and this is for the you streamers and just for you guys, because this is the look she gives me. He goes zipping by, and Carla turns around and goes, I said, what was that? What was that look? What was that? Was that look? Was that look? Is that that's me next year?
Was
next
she
year.
Was implying that? Yeah.
I was locomoting through the park. In fact, I was beating her through there. You
if
know,
you don't beat
around.
That gout, Mike,
you know,
see you next year.
But
four
it
miles,
is.
That's it. I don't care if I got the walking stick, which is now what I call my cane.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the word cane. I
so
use
rough.
The walking stick and chuckle all you want, Bloom. I see you. I see your shoulders shaking.
Hey, he's
there.
Excited because you've got something in your life now that resembles him.
Would you would you think about getting, since you're using this walking stick so much?
Yes.
Would you think
only when we're gonna like walk over 2 miles? I mean,
yeah.
I just don't want to reactivate the bad hip. I want to make sure that I can be. And
how
was
Michael
here I am today? I'm pain free.
Just
fantastic.
As a quick aside, Oscar, let me ask: how was Michael with walking 4 miles? That's a lot for a little kid.
He brought the stroller.
Yeah, you gotta
roll him around. Brilliantly, Carla brilliantly brought the stroller.
Stroller's a great
idea.
But
he wanted to be held because he was in that mode. He wanted to be held. He lasted about 2 hours, and then he was kind of whiny, and he started getting more.
Did
whiny.
He pass out?
He
in
carries the,
chair. The
same way.
No, but he got in the car. He was in the car. We had not left the parking lot. Of Gang's Gardens, and one day, and he
that element.
He was out. No, it was actually quite a nice clientele, to be honest with you.
No, it was an MS-13 day.
If I can give you one,
it was trucker T-shirt day.
Well, there is your. There, I think the amusement park, by its very nature, lends itself to a certain type of individual. But I will also tell you that, based on the fact that this is Tampa, Florida,
Tamper,
as opposed to Williamsburg, Virginia, your clientele was, let's just say, slightly elevated as far as the quality.
Was there any ice raids at the park?
But there was quality. How shall I put this delicately? Oscar, help me out here.
As a Latin man, there was a lot plethora of Latinos.
But that and the women
better
folk
trim.
Were, yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
I said it.
Yeah. I think my comment to Carla as we were leaving was, there are going to be a lot of youthful pregnancies here in about 8 months. I looked at it.
Lots of babies born in the month of Christmas babies almost.
But here's the other great thing. It was 80. It was 80 degrees. It was flawless.
That's perfect.
It was dry,
theme park weather.
It was fantastic. But here's the thing, and maybe a quarter of the park
was full.
It was flawless.
That's a 10.
Because there's so much stuff
awesome.
It's cool down
too
here,
many
man.
People, Mike, will ruin an experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to catch it on. It's all about luck. It's a lot of luck involved there.
Outside of getting on the train. Where we were trampled, it was great. And at one point, we finally get on the tram going back to the
How
car.
Was the patter on the train? Because there's always, the patter.
The only thing I'll tell you, this is when I realized that I was in Mook Central. That's when I, it's like Lando Idiots.
Yes.
You go through, when you take the little train to the safari train or whatever the F it's called.
Yes.
You're out there looking
Parking.
At the giraffes. And
monorail. Is it a monorail?
On two separate occasions, you go through the aluminum tunnel. I guess to get underneath the water park or whatever the hell it is. And everybody simultaneously goes, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 woo, woo, woo.
Oh, God.
I did not make a sound.
No.
I'm more evolved.
Mike, there is a certain segment of the American populace that loves an echo.
Yeah.
They just do.
Have you experienced this going in all your theme parkdom?
Yes, a lot of people. They love yelling, and anytime you go through a tunnel. These are the same people that when they're at the Grand Canyon, which is one of the most spectacular things on this or any other planet, they will stand and look at this thing created by nature over literally thousands of years. And they'll
beautiful,
go,
beautiful.
And they'll landmark. Go, hey, hey. Hey, hey.
I mean, I would do the same.
They like to say echo.
Yeah. Oh, echo is another good thing to say. Yeah. Echo, echo.
I would
I will tell you the one moment that I had, though. There is a phenomenal roller coaster that's a huge one. It's like maybe 20 people in a row of seats that goes through, and it comes through this it's like the log flume on steroids, right?
Okay,
They go through this water, and it sends up this cascade of water.
Is it one
spray.
Where the legs hang free? The legs
yes.
are Yeah, I know they have a sister coaster to that at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg.
And they come through this water flume, and the water just cascades out.
I love
and
that.
And there are kids that,
that
are standing there waiting for the spray to come down. And I found, and Carla went off to the left, and I found myself walking over to it, and I was standing right where the water comes down, and I look over at Carla, and she turns to me, and she says, "What are you doing?
I want the water to hit me."
I said,
"That's part
here.
Of it."
Yes.
She, dude, I swear to God, she, this is her quote. She says, "What, you're waiting there just to get soaked?" And I looked at her, and I went, "Yeah," and then I sheepishly walked back to the stroller.
That looked like fun.
It looked like fun. The cripple wants to have a little fun.
There's a little theme park in you yet. Yeah. And what a lot of people don't know is that water that sprays you at that part of the park is the same water they use to make natural light.
and then of course Carla had a bad eating day. I had
Did you have any theme park food?
I don't call it a bad eating day because for me, I'm much worse than Carla anyway. So for me, it's not. But even for me, it's a departure. So if you're keeping track, we had as follows. And this is Carla, me, and Michael,
collectively.
All of us, or one of us may have had these foodstuffs. Mm-hmm. Okay. We had theme park pizza.
Nice.
Very average.
Yeah.
Caramel apple.
That's good.
Can't
I
mess that up.
And cotton candy.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. What color? Pink or blue?
And blue.
Nice. Good choice.
And then Carla got a chocolate ice cream cone, I got a root beer float.
Oh, nice. You did.
Yeah.
Did
you? And I don't know what I ate. I certainly have enjoyed more quantity in my lifetime, but I had acid reflux by the time
we pulled
out of the, and I think it was the cheap amusement park pizza.
Yeah.
And and I also said after we enjoyed some cotton candy because Michael fell asleep. And by the way, you know those Kimmel kids when they eat the Halloween candy?
Yeah.
My kid's the one that'll throw himself on the floor and say, I hate you. I hate you. Because he fell asleep when we ate his cotton
candy. He woke up and the candy was gone.
I think it was the cotton candy. I said to Carla as we were driving, I was getting on the highway, I said, I will be thirsty till 4 o'clock in the morning. And Carla wanted to go to a Wawa because she was in that bad eating mode.
Sure.
And she wanted to get a tuna sandwich at the Wawa. Yeah, this is just bad eating. And I said, I need a beverage. I don't know what to drink. I'm here to tell you, I'm dovetailing into something else I wanted to mention. For bad drinking, you know, you shouldn't drink soda at all.
Sure.
That's what they tell you. But if you're going to drink soda because that's what you want instead of water, Diet Dr. Pepper has the greatest thirst-quenching properties of any diet soda on the market. I'm here
to tell
you
that is a bold statement.
That is a bold statement, but it was Oscar.
Ice cold?
With the ice cold from the Circle K in its styrofoam 48-ounce goodness.
Yeah.
I will say this, that with the crap that I had ingested, all of the fluid had been sucked out of my body.
Yep.
And after consuming all of it, every single bit of that large gas station soda pop, I was actually feeling quite good.
Wow. I really enjoy hearing
That's
about your
win.
Theme park experience. It looks to me like you only had one misstep.
What's that?
No turkey leg. The turkey
Walked
leg would have saved you.
Walked by it.
Next Didn't, time I you mean, swap that pizza for a turkey leg, and baby, you're sleeping with the angels. That's perfect.
I seriously, when I that was right after Carla had got me a root beer float, I felt like if I had grabbed a turkey leg, you might as well just send me into the Roman vomitorium. That's the way that there was just no point in doing that. But here's the deal: the Florida pass that we got.
Yeah,
you buy one ticket to get entrance to the show. It's good for a year.
Whoa!
So
we
have to go back to make the $92.
All right, Rob Spiewak.
Worthwhile.
You're always saying it would be nice if I could come visit.
This guy.
I'd take you up there. You come down here. I'd go up there because you'd probably be able to show me around. Can you? Do they allow you on rides and stuff?
No, Mike. Not since I touched the child.
Oh my God.
I'm talking about your size.
Yes, I fit on rides still. I still fit on rides. Most of them.
No, I thought you were too fat for rides like I am. I mean, are you too fat for rides?
There are some rides.
I didn't try any. Would they let me on rides?
Yeah,
of course. Can you go on like a roller coaster?
Look for the sign, Mike. A lot of times, and Busch Gardens is great about this, the sixth row is for...
The obese?
No, they don't say obese. They say larger guests are more comfortable in the sixth row.
The Best of O'Mara.
Without further ado, it's time to get the entertainment deals of the day with Oscar Santana and Oscar Ratti.
Gentlemen.
Hi there.
Do you know
that sounded a little weak, that one, didn't it?
I'm dying.
Sounded like a Wedding Crashers at 2 in the morning.
That's right.
What a great movie. I'm telling you, I used to love the movie as a young man, but going back to it, just surprising.
Oh, Mike, nothing beats the classics.
So great.
At least who's the older actress that's in that has the...
Julianne Moore?
No, not Julianne Moore. It's the lady that sells the jewelry.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We rode up in the elevator with
the doctor.
Bob,
and, medicine woman.
Yeah,
Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn. Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour.
Yeah, I'd like to see much. More of that.
Yeah. Yeah. See some side boob. I saw that last night.
Kind of
You know what's funny is like you have that ready to go. I'd like to see more of that. But it takes you 9 minutes to pull the Jane Seymour name. You're like, I know you really need it, but I've got the funny line to go. There we go. His brain works with the comedy, but not with the ability to pull the name.
Sheer wit, Mike. He's got
it's
the
what?
Wit. He's got the wit. He's got the wit. He doesn't have the actual facts.
Right? You know what? That's another one that he started out and he got lucky on the finish. He really
has the wit. All wit, no facts.
Yeah.
But you know what? The weird thing about Jane Seymour, I couldn't have come up with the name if he hadn't said Dr. Quinn.
Ah.
Somewhere in my brain.
Were you on that elevator with Don and me when we arrived?
With
do you
her
remember
fuzzy
what
face?
We, yes. There
fuzzy
you go.
Face?
Everybody remembers that. She had a
Wait,
fuzzy
what?
Face.
She had like she, a layer of downy hair.
She had fuzzy face.
She did.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't see it on TV.
The it's weird, like fuzzy. You noticed it.
Yeah, it was weird because Don said, I think that's Dan Haggerty.
Gentlemen, do you know who Suge Knight is?
Sure. Yes. He's a rap impresario.
Yes, yes.
He's in big trouble now, isn't he?
Most famous for?
Hitting a guy.
I know him more for the brawls and the shootings and all the
and
studio activity.
Record, he owned a record label. Was it Def Jam?
Death Row.
Death Row.
Def Jam. Def Jam Records.
Yeah, that's right. He owned a record label, Def Comedy Jam.
Well, there was an old rap label called Def Jam Records, wasn't there?
Yes. But two different guys.
Okay.
And Russell Simmons and then Death
and
Row.
He served a lot of time.
And he also was famous for holding Vanilla Ice off a balcony with one of his friends to get the royalties for all his songs when Vanilla Ice was relevant.
Wow.
So he did that as well. Suge Knight was shot 6 times this past year.
Right.
So he survived that. Listen to this. Apparently, NWA, and I won't get into details there, they were filming some sort of movie. I don't know if it was for an upcoming album. I don't know if it's for a documentary.
No, it's for the Hallmark Channel.
But Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, among others, were on set, and they were filming in Compton, and he pulls up in one of his vehicles, right? I know he also has a Rolls-Royce Ghost, but he's in one of his vehicles. They haven't identified the vehicle. He says he feared for his life, and he ended up backing up over a gentleman twice and killing him. Then he fled the scene. Now, there's a lot to do with this guy, clearly, outside of being shot 6 times this past year and all his checkered past.
He's got problems.
I will say that people on the set said he wasn't invited to the set, that he was upset. There was some sort of fight that broke out. Then at some sort of drive-through place, he ended up driving over or backing up this one gentleman, a bystander, twice. I don't know how you run over someone twice. Mm-hmm. He just turned himself in. He's being charged with murder.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the fact that he turned himself in.
Yes.
But it troubles me that in that situation, in this day and age especially, your first thought is to leave the scene.
Right.
That's something
that troubles me in this day and age that something like that can happen with so many cars, especially he drives those luxury vehicles.
They all have
backup cameras.
True enough. That's scary. I don't think this is going to end well for him. I don't think he's getting off here.
A joke for
guys. Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. Backup camera was a joke. Jesus, you guys have been hammering me for the whole show. And then daddy tries to throw a little stick in and you go, yeah, that's a good point, Mike. Backup cameras. That's terrific. Yeah.
So he ignored
maybe this wouldn't have happened with it. He ignored his
He ignored the
Did you see that Honda's putting backup cameras in all their cars?
No.
Yeah, I own a low grade Honda.
I've got a base level Honda.
But
and you know where they put it? They don't put it in the because I don't have navigation in my car.
Yeah.
They put it in the rearview mirror.
Oh, really?
It's a little square, and that's where they're putting the in the cheap cars. They put it in the rearview mirror.
Do you know what I could do? I could sneak up behind your car and be like, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And then I jump on and I say, "Hello, Mike, it's me."
Well, Rob, that would work, but the car would have to be in reverse and moving, dumbass.
Oh, well, I would be backing up. Oh, I can sit on a skateboard.
Yeah, moving on, fellas.
I'd like to see that happen.
You wouldn't see the skateboard.
There's a new... There's a new
the skateboard smells like ass.
There's a new trend with either movie trailers or especially television trailers as of late where television trailers are being released in movies and not just on TV.
Okay.
The latest trailer, and it's actually a lot of fun to watch if you're a Game of Thrones fan, for Game of Thrones is being released in limited release on IMAX theaters across the country.
Okay.
You can't find it anywhere. Actually, the only copy that's on the web right now, as of tape time on Friday, is a bootleg of the trailer.
Someone
taped it on their iPhone and put it up online. But the new season, which starts in early April for Game of Thrones, looks phenomenal. And if
I'm gonna try to go all the way with it. I'm gonna start at the
storylines,
and
I'm telling you, it even last season it was on the mark. More dragons, more TNA. You can't go wrong.
And they've got to love the fact that a show that they are putting on an IMAX screen, people are seeing the trailer on an iPhone capture.
I sat there and I said, "Why not? If it's leaked, put it out in HD."
Yeah, do it.
I watched it in the grainy, fuzzy, and I was still into it. I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that season.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Early April, look for that. The latest story, and I think the biggest story here, are you shocked? Horny fans are burning up Tinder. The dating app in Phoenix, Arizona. Apparently.
Oh, of course. Tinder. It's really, hasn't it always been known as an absolute sex trade?
Oh, absolutely.
Center of activity. They talked about that last year.
They used to bus in whores, and before that, they did. And before that, it was
bus
always
in whores. Where's the whore bus?
And then strip clubs do very good business, I'm told.
Oh, well, I know I might have personal experience. With
I read
that
an article
in the old days. Yeah, where we saw Sinbad.
That's
in
right.
Minneapolis,
he
Minnesota.
Looked so orange.
Making it rain. Sinbad, making it rain before making it rain was popular.
Apparently, Tinder is up 300,000% in the Phoenix area.
What? 300,000%?
Because think about it, right? You're there, and it's mostly guys.
Sure.
And you have this app. You're there for the, you're with your boys, and you want to meet girls. Think about the possibilities.
The internet's melting down.
And having lived in Phoenix in the Scottsdale area, I will say that, you know, even like and with all due respect to the East Coast, a 7 or even a 5 in Phoenix is a 10 here. So when you arrive from a different city, you're like, oh, these girls are tan, they're fit.
Right.
I'll take a 5. And they've been beat down so much because there's so much competition over there.
Right.
It's
right.
easy pickings for them.
And
there you go.
And if they don't have any success on Tinder, they can always get on the whore bus.
And the money. The whore bus. And with the money this year for Super Bowl tickets, I couldn't believe the
numbers. Yeah, it makes Fallout Boy look reasonable, doesn't it?
Man, $7,000 the average right now. Incredible.
Well, we'll wrap this up quickly. There's a big bet going on, and you can actually bet on this in Vegas right now, which Katy Perry song will be the first song played at the halftime show. Speaking of the Super Bowl,
right?
My money's on Dark Horse. We'll find out on Sunday.
Ah, we will.
That is Oscar.
I think it's Poker Face. I think it's Poker Face. I'm reasonably sure it's going to be Poker Face or Stairway to Heaven.
Both
Stairway
great.
To Heaven.
Both great.
Sure. Both great. Great.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.